basic knowings sometimes are false premises.
Ah, there's that word knowing, and you're saying false premises knowing. So that's why, Barbara, another topic, if we get to it, is I don't recommend using the word knowing as too foundational in your thinking. Because right now he's using it for concepts or belief systems. And you mean something else when you mean knowing, a more constant thing. But that's a side thing. Go back, what you were saying, the chemist.
Good. So they don't get too stuck either. So this new knowing, for example, nothing could go faster than the speed of light. Well, how did they gauge what the speed of light is? Well, they missed the mark. Now they find there are tachyons, things that actually go faster than the speed of light. So now that breaks, and it makes a billboard like George Bush with the sign that says, "Do you miss me yet?" Okay? It's a great big sign saying, "You goofballs, you missed it here. The speed of light that you know is the speed of light is not the speed of light." Well, if you go faster than the speed of light, now you've broken sound. Well, once you break sound, the next thing you know, you've broken time. But you've broken the knowingness that you accepted as is. Mm-hmm.
The conforming of speech.
Right, right. I am. It is.
The conforming of speech equals time. The conforming effect is broken. That's broken.
Yes.
By the digital.
That's correct.
By the digital.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, it gets pretty odd when you can receive an email before it was sent to you.
Oh, this does go back to radiation is good for us. Now, you know, the Rouge cult was known, made fun of because they said the Queen Elizabeth pushes drugs. When they hear about this show and talk about the ion cult, they're going to say, they believe nuclear explosions are good. And we do, but they won't want to understand the framework.